On Wednesday, the doors officially opened to the newest major attraction in North Texas. Universal Kids Resort now welcomes families with young children to experience everything from SpongeBob to the Minions. This park is specifically built for kids under the age of 8. We are joined by Sharon Parker from Universal Kids Resort. She is in the KRLD Zoom room. Sharon, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Do people underestimate how big of an event this is that we've gotten a Universal park in North Texas?
I would like to say that there are a great group of people that understand the power of Universal and Universal Kids Resort. The overarching response from guests and those who are going to be guests is we are thrilled to have this sort of entertainment in North Texas.
I remember years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, when this was announced that this was coming, and I was thinking, wow, this is huge. You know, you think of, you know, what you have in Florida, you think of what's off on the West Coast, and you think, well, right here in Texas, we're going to have this. Now that we're here, this is open. What does this mean to you?
Oh my goodness. Well, I won't get emotional, but it's fulfilling an ask that I believe this area has wanted. Families want to spend priceless memories with one another. And yes, there are opportunities, but nothing like this one. It is a very unique setting where it has everything from the kids' point of view. And as a parent who has had little ones, to be able to have that opportunity to see it through their eyes, have them lead that whole experience, and then go back and reflect on it as a family. That's, you know, that's what everyone wants to be able to do. And we encompass that with our intellectual property, the characters that are there, that is an affinity for no matter the age, right? Yes, we are focused on kids from 3 to 8, but even parents remember SpongeBob, remember the Minions. And that is something that I think makes this so special. It brings all of those dynamics together in one singular location.
It's really unique to have an amusement park that's specifically geared towards the youngest generation for kids under 8 years old. Not necessarily a lot of, you know, teens and things like this, but it's right. Got to be great for families of those young kids that they don't have to worry about teenagers and 20-somethings coming in to basically take over park.
Yes, and I think that's a really good point, David, is it was very intentional to make sure that everything that is done for that age group. So you're going to see signage that is at their level. You're going to see that our team members are proactively interacting at that level. So they may be, you know, kneeling down to our littlest guest and talking to them first, because this experience is for them, and they're bringing their grown-ups along with them. And that's what makes this so fun, is to see the intentionality of how everything is executed, whether it is the rides or the shows or the activities that they're able to enjoy along the way, and then how our team members are engaging with the groups that are coming out as well.
Besides the fact that this park is geared toward children between that age group of 3 to 8, what are some of the other things that separates this park from the other Universal parks throughout the United States?
Sure. Obviously, as you stated, the fact that we have this these characters that are an affinity to that age group, but also just the food. You know, it is that world-class level of food that Universal is known for, but it's for the kids. So you're going to have your dino nuggets that are placed in a way that it looks like the dino nuggets are traveling through a forest. Yes, that really does exist. And the topping is barbecue sauce that is over some mashed potatoes, and then the broccoli is set up like trees, so that it looks like the dinosaurs are going through an experience. And in that same restaurant, there is the ability to be able to do a brownie excavation where you're literally using spoons to eat the brownies. Those are things that kids love to do. It allows them to bring out their imagination and then bring the adults along with them into that experience. That's a unique opportunity that only Universal can provide. And then the performances that we are known for, you're going to be able to enjoy that as well as you go throughout each of the seven lands. There's something for everyone, but the intentionality and the attention to detail has not been missed as guests are able to enjoy this with their kids.
People that lived in Frisco watched this thing come up from the ground up. It would had been just flatland just a couple of years back, and it's come up. It's finally here. What's been the first reactions that you've seen from the guests?
The wow, and literally the words are wow, because they knew it was coming. To your point, David, you can't miss it along the Dallas North Tollway. However, once you actually enter through the gates to see, it is very colorful and bright, and there's music that brings in all of the things that you're wanting during this type of experience, but it is so vibrant and infectious. That's the way that you see people immediately start dancing. Our team members are greeting you as you come through the turnstiles with pom-poms and cheering you on, welcoming you in. And you may just catch Gabby having her dance party that's immediately to your left as you're entering through. And that's the type of thing that I think people are wanting. They're wanting to immediately be engulfed into an experience. And I feel like our team has done a wonderful job of delivering it. And the reaction from the guest is proving that.
You lead me right to where I wanted to go now with for people when they get there for the first time, because everybody who's going, they're getting this for now for the first time. So walk me through the experience. You go through the gates, there's this pomp and circumstance, as you mentioned, and then there's some things right off to my left. But as I make my way through the park, is this
Sure.
something going to take just, I mean, is this an hour and a half? Is this a whole day? Walk me through the whole experience, if you will.
Yeah, Eric, and I'll say this, I'm going to do my shameless plug. Like, yes, you can do this in a day, but I say that there are experiences that you want to experience again, and we have a day and a half ticket through one of our packages that you can take advantage of. But the average visit will probably be a good day. And you can go in. If you go to your left, and I'm closing my eyes for a brief second because I was just out there this morning and I went to my left and I took it through the lens of the guest, and you can have the opportunity to go and enjoy the troll show. And that you have all of our trolls come out and do a big dance, and it's interactive. It encourages the kids to get involved and start dancing, and encouraging the adults to dance and sing as well. And you may have Delta Dawn give you some feedback on your singing, which is a lot of fun. And then you can go over to Shrek Swamp, and you can either do some wet play area, or you can actually enjoy one of the rides. And then from there, you can go to Puss in Boots Del Mar, and you can enjoy some great food there. And there's great food in all of the locations. But Comidas el Leche, they have some wonderful dishes in there. And they have the swing rides that are in there as well. And then you go over to Jurassic Park, and there you see some great, our Cretaceous Coaster is over there. That's one of our mega rides, and I'm going to use mega in quotation marks because it is for kids, but it is a lot of fun. And there's a great location to go and eat again. There's a nice little area to run around, have the kids run around and have some fun. And then from there, you can go to SpongeBob, and you can ride rides there, get a Goofy Goober, which is one of our sundaes that is in this gigantic vessel that you can take home with you and have as a memory. And if you're able to finish that, kudos to you. And I've had many people try. So I invite you to come out with your little ones and give it a try. And then you make your way back to the front where Isle of Curiosity is, and hopefully you can catch Gabby doing one of her performances with her friends, and get into all the fun there and have a little dance party with them. And as I said, you can eat your way through each one of those lands very easily. And don't forget, right there in the center is where our minions live. And there is a wonderful rapids ride there, where you get a You get really wet. You have a great chance to cool off, but you can also enjoy some great food that's there as well. So I've taken you all the way around the park, and then 9 times out of 10, you're going to want to do it again or interact and have those meet and greets with the characters, which is available in each one of those lands as well.
And it doesn't hurt to have a hotel that's really close by that you can just go hang out in inside and then come back the next day.
Amen to that. It's a 300-room hotel. There's a swimming pool there. If you decide that you want to take a little bit of a respite and go and swim, there's Curiosity Cafe, which is another one of our restaurants. The family can go there and enjoy. And there's an arcade room there as well. And there's a variety of rooms that are set up for minimum of 6 to a minimum of 5, but plenty of room for the family to be able to enjoy. And that within itself is an experience. I've had friends that have had the opportunity to stay overnight in the hotel already, and they said, if this is what the park is going to be like, our kids are going to be overjoyed. So it really does encompass a full sensory experience for the family. And like I said, you'll want to get that day and a half ticket opportunity because you'll want to go out and enjoy some things again.
And this is just one thing we didn't talk about. This attraction is just one more reason when people decide where they want to go on their summer vacation who aren't from here, when they go, you know what, Dallas, that's where we need to go. As a matter of fact, they just opened this new park in Frisco.
Yes, I love that you mentioned that. And I think a lot of people are, they're still wanting to have that discretionary income opportunity, but they're wanting to be very mindful of how that's being done. And so a staycation opportunity or even just a short drive, as I like to say, a gas tank getaway. Frisco, North Texas is definitely an opportunity for that. If you're going to spend a day with us and then you can go and take a tour at the Star, or you can go and do a variety of things here and around the city of Frisco. I feel like the city has done a wonderful job of setting it up to where guests, or whether they are locals, have the opportunity to have a full experience here around the area.
I'm sure Universal has been universal in promoting this around the country through its other parks as well. And I can imagine you also are going to get just a ton of visitors that live here in North Texas to come see it for the first time, because you're never a tourist in your own town.
I agree. I've grown up in and around the North Texas area, and there's still so many things that I have not touched on. But I think that, it's great to have such a large DFW area and population here that will allow us to really get those that have not ventured out to say, I think today is the day that we're going to go and see what's going on in that city of Frisco because they have a lot going on, including Universal Kids Resort.
That's Sharon Parker from Universal Kids Resort here on KRLD. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you all so much for the time. I appreciate it.